You didn't use your eyes all that much.
Should call it being on listen.
As Ryan waited, he wondered how Strasser would play this one. Most of the cards were already in his clawed fist. Less than a half mile away, Court Strasser was talking to Doc. The rest of the settlers, including Mildred, had been taken away and locked into the engine house. The corpse of Elder Vare had been dragged by the ankles and heaved out into a dry irrigation ditch alongside the railroad. The only scintilla of brightness in Doc's heart was the knowledge that nobody had yet told Strasser of his connection with Mildred. But if Strasser started interrogating any of the settlers, it would only be a matter of time before someone blurted out the link and told Strasser all about where Ryan and the others had gone. The interrogations of the skull-faced man had that effect on people. Doc knew that from personal experience. Doc had been taken onto the waiting train, finding himself aboard a coach of amazing luxury. It had obviously been lovingly restored just before Nuke Day, bringing it back to its glory days. It was a bizarre experience for Doc, pushing his toppling mind nearer still to the fingernail edge of madness. It was precisely the kind of railroad coach that he traveled on with his young wife Emily. Past and future blurred. Strasser followed him, sitting on a luxurious padded seat, resting his feet on the brocade material. The woman came with him and sat in a corner, worrying at a ragged edge of her skirt. Two of the armed guards stood silently in the doorway, holding their M16s at the ready. Strasser was almost hugging himself with delight.
Dr. Theophilus Algernon Tanner, so good to meet you again after so many months. You're looking well, my dear doctor.
With a considerable effort of will, the old man succeeded in jerking himself from the warm memories of the past into the bleak reality of the hideous present.
You'll kill me, Strasser. I'm not the foolish, frightened old imbecile that you used to sport with. So I'd appreciate it if we could abbreviate this conversation, and then you can get on with the killing, if you don't mind.
Doc felt absurdly proud of himself that he hadn't allowed his deep voice to tremble, even though he was as terrified as he'd ever been in his entire life. Sweat was running down the small of his back, and his mouth was sand dry. Strasser nodded approvingly.
That's very good, Dr. Tanner. I'm genuinely impressed.
He turned to the woman.
Bring us some liquor, Rosa.
Huh?
Liquor! I want it tonight and not sometime tomorrow.
The woman jumped to her feet and walked quickly out of the door toward the rear of the train. Strasser watched her go and smiled.
Rosa has great strengths, Doctor. She will share any sexual experiment, no matter how unusual it may be. And she also shares my own curiosity about inflicting pain.
He laid his quirt on a walnut veneer table.
But set against that is the fact that Rosa is overwhelmingly utterly stupid.
Which goes to prove that even you can't have everything, Strasser.
That's true. But let's talk about you. How have you been since our last meeting?
Well enough. Most kind of you to ask. And yourself? You haven't traveled far.
Life hasn't been unkind. I was lucky enough to fall in with a raggle-taggle band of mercies, eager to work for whoever could provide them with the most jack. Give me a few good guns, and I could rule all Deathlands.
The more time that slipped by, the better were the chances of Ryan and the others escaping. Doc had no illusions about his own fate. Strasser would kill him. When the moment came, Doc had already decided he would try to snatch a blaster and ensure himself a swift passing.
What about you, Doctor? And what of my dear, dear friends?
Friends, Strasser? I confess that I was not aware any living creature would number you among its friends. Who are they?
The vanity of the lean man was one of his areas of weakness, and Doc was prepared to try to buy what time he could by playing on that.
Ah, Doctor. Friends. People that I'd like to see again. That's friends, isn't it?
Doc glanced out of the window, past the tasseled draperies, but that side of the carriage faced over the desert and the distant hills.
Most of my friends are dead.
And mine, Doctor, and mine. But there are two that I would seriously like to see again.
Strasser leaned forward, swinging his feet off the couch.
And you know where they are.
A clue, Strasser?
The crooked mouth came close to a smile.
Don't do this, Doctor.
What?
The smile disappeared like a smoldering ember doused in water.
Ryan Carter and the Whitehead boy, Jack Lauren. Where are they?
I know that you and Ryan were never particularly close companions, Strasser. But why do you want to see Jack again?
Strasser held up his right hand, showing him the missing finger.
Because of this, Doctor. The boy did this.
Cut your finger off? I believed that he had only broken it.
Why, I...
Strasser rose to his feet and made a move toward the old man. But Rosa came back into the carriage, carrying a plastic bottle that contained an amber liquid and two small shot glasses.
Ah, my dear little cockbiter. You just saved this old fool a little pain. Pour out a measure of the rot gut.
She did as she was told, handing one of the thick glasses to Doc, who took it, schooling himself not to tremble. He also felt the temptation to drain the liquor at a single gulp, sipping at it, and then holding it in his hand. Doc was aware of an invisible clock that was ticking away time. Time for Ryan and the others to make good their escape.
The rat-faced little bastard didn't just snap the bone, Doctor.
Strasser drained his glass in one gulp.
I would like to relieve the pressure on my bladder, if I may.
You want what?
A piss.
Doc glanced at the blank-faced woman.
If you will pardon me for the language, my dear young lady.
No. Don't interrupt me again, you horse-toothed old fucker.
Doc nodded. He'd spent enough time around Court Strasser to know that the man could only be pushed so far without a serious risk to life and limb.
After he broke my finger and you all ran away from me, it got gangrened. So I cut it off.
You did?
I took this knife.
He flourished the blade in Doc's face.
And I laid my hand across the bole of a tree, and I hacked the finger off. It took 3 attempts, Doctor, but it was useless to me, and so it went.
Doc took another sip at his fiery drink, finding to his surprise that he'd somehow managed to empty the glass. Strasser nodded grimly at him and sat down again, sheathing his knife and showing the gnarled stump of the missing finger.
Now, Doctor, the night is passing. You may tell me what lies you wish. I don't give a flying fuck about you. Either you tell me the truth about Ryan, Jack, and the Redhead, or I find out.
Doc shook his head, knowing the futility of the gesture.
Oh, no, Dr. Tanner, not you. I'll send Rafe out and bring in the youngest child and its mother. I shall press my thumb in behind each of the babe's eyes and pop them from their cute little sockets.
They're gone.
Ah.
Ryan's here with me. Jack Lauren, Christy, the four of us.
Strasser pointed at him, hands still together.
No, Doctor, I know more than that. The Armorer is here, isn't he? Dix?
Yes.
And that's all?
Doc reached over to put his glass on the table, buying a moment before answering. Did Court Strasser know about Mildred Wyeth? Probably not. But if there was an interrogation then, he'd find out almost immediately, and he'd be angry with Doc.
That's all. Nobody else traveling with us.
Truth, Dr. Tanner, my friend.
Oh, yes. There's a wagmaster with them, an elderly man called Major Seth Ward. Sorry, Strasser, I forgot.
Good. 5 marks out of 5, Doc.
Strasser held out the glass, and the woman silently refilled it. Doc shook his head to refuse more liquor, wanting to keep a tight hold on himself.
Want to go for 10 from 10, Doc? Try.
I'm listening, Strasser.
Fuck and blood! You've changed, old man. Oh, it'd be pleasurable to break you all the way back down again, wouldn't it?
Doc didn't reply.
But for now, you just tell me where One Eye and the others are, and when they're due back.
Once again, Doc knew that Strasser could easily torture the information from any poor innocent off the wag train, so there was no point in lying.
Scouting. Due back after dawn.
Strasser rose and stretched, eyes locked to Doc Tanner's face.
Sounds possible. Of course, I'll ask around to make sure. But that probably means Ryan's already here in the Ville. Come first light, we'll have us a hunt. Thank you, Dr. Tanner. 10 out of 10.
He turned to the guards.
Put him with the rest and keep him real careful. This old...